Devo's entry into the PPE market is a modification of the band's iconic piece of headgear, the Energy Dome. A clear plastic face shield is attached to the front of the stair-stepped red hat, sometimes described as an upside-down flower pot. But Jerry Casale said they were actually inspired by an Art Deco lighting fixture he used to stare at his Catholic elementary school in Kent, Ohio.
And so I found a Vacuform plastics manufacturer that did small batches in LA, and he would make like 100 at a time for us. And then we decided to try to sell them to make back the cost. And when everybody got done laughing at them, they all wanted them.
So you're saying that the merchandising sort of came as a side product?
Oh, yeah. There was no such thing as merchandising back then. In fact, all the real, like, supposedly, you know, hard rock bands with credibility frowned upon it. That was a sellout. So when Devo came up with all these ridiculous products that were on purpose, like a wink and a nod, like, our fans were in on it, right?
But then it kind of develops into, your calling card, and it's
and
works into kind of a commentary on America, that everything's for sale, kind of.
Yes, exactly. And boy, did it become everything's for sale.
And now you're starting to offer personal protection equipment, which seems to be right in line with a remarkable number of vendors who are just jumping on that bandwagon and making an assortment of masks. I've seen some with American flags on them and eagles.
We didn't start the idea. The fans kind of drove that process. And the shields, that's because the company that we found that would Vacuform plastic our red hats was making shields for people in the restaurant and medical industry. And they came to us and said, hey, you know, you guys want a shield? And I said, well, can you make it to fit inside the Energy Dome? And they went, sure, no problem.
Wearing protective gear has always been part of the band's look, and they use humor to make a point. 40 years ago, they sported yellow hazmat suits and goggles as a satirical comment on the threat of environmental degradation. Today, Casale thinks that the satire has caught up with real life, and the need for personal protection is all too real. He sees the merchandising as its own commentary on a consumer culture distracted by owning the latest branded item while the world outside is mired in political discord and deep decay.
It's just whatever we were kind of cautioning people to not be lemmings and to not be mindless conformists, and, you know, which was the whole message of freedom of choice, is that right now you have it, but you're choosing to lose it, and you better do something with it before you don't have a choice, which is where we're at.
Freedom of choice is what you got. Freedom from choice is what you want.
You know, I'm thinking about one of the lyrics of one of your most famous songs about whipping something into shape, trying to detect it. It's not too late. I'm wondering if maybe an antibody test would be good product for you guys to market next.
Hopefully one that actually gave you valid results.
Try to detect it. It's not too late to whip it. But whip it good.
For Ohio Public Radio, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.